Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listeners, welcome back to me Ahmad Faisal. And in this session, listeners, I would like to accompany you 60 minutes ahead with some segments, what we call news, information, music, entertainment, and also interesting Indonesian songs, listeners. And listeners, now we begin our program with news. And stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news first, the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo encouraged export development and investment increase in Indonesia. President Joko Widodo considers establishing ministries for investment and exports. Those are the headlines. Now the news in detail. I'm Dalapani. Indonesian President Joko Widodo reminded again the importance of encouraging export activities and investment in the country to encourage Indonesia's economic development. This was conveyed when he attended the inauguration of the opening of the 2019 National Coordination Meeting of Investment on Tuesday morning in South Tangerang, Banten. According to him, the government needs to encourage the development of Indonesian exports that often rely on raw materials exports.
Sudah berpuluh-puluh tahun kita tidak berani masuk ke hilirisasi, tidak berani masuk ke industrialisasi.
We haven't entered the downstreaming and industrialization for a long time. This must be encouraged by governors and the mayors. We send rubber in the form of raw material, CPO in crude form. There are many derivative products which must be downstreamed. We also send copra and coal in the form of raw material. When the commodity boom and global prices are high, we forget to push downstreaming and industrialization.
Tidak seperti sekarang. Waktu booming komoditas, harga globalnya, harga internasional tinggi, semua senang semua. Tapi lupa mendorong industrialisasi, lupa mendorong hilirisasi.
Meanwhile, to increase investment in Indonesia, President Joko Widodo highlighted the complexity of the country's bureaucratic system, which hampered the entry of foreign investment. The president acknowledged that he had received many reports about the high interest to invest in Indonesia, but it had not been realized yet. Therefore, the president hopes that the regional heads can support the realization of investment by cutting off the obstructing bureaucratic pathway. Export development and ease of investment in Indonesia are believed to be the keys to economic growth. With the increase of these two aspects, President Joko Widodo hopes that Indonesia's trade balance can grow better. Indonesian President Joko Widodo said he was considering forming new ministries to tackle a decline in investment and weak export growth. The president said he had shared the idea with ministers recently. The Investment Coordinating Board, BKPM, reported an 8.8% decline in foreign investment and a 30% drop in foreign direct investment in 2018. Meanwhile, export growth in the same year slowed down significantly, falling to 6.65% from 16% in 2017. Coordinating Economic Minister Darmin Nasution refrained from commenting on the matter, saying the administration had not discussed the idea any further. The National Police Anti-Terror Squad Densus 88 has arrested three suspected terrorists in Sibolga, North Sumatra province. National Police Chief General Tito Karnavian stated, the three belong to JAD network affiliated to ISIS group. Tito Karnavian remarked after attending a get-together at the Al-Kausar Islamic Boarding School in Medan, North Sumatra on Tuesday night. The trio were cuffed following the arrest of a suspected terrorist in Lampung province.
The bombs exploded at around 1:20 a.m. local time on Wednesday, forcing nearby residents to rush outdoors to save themselves. The suspected terrorist's wife was strongly believed to have hurled the bombs from atop her house at their neighbors' homes. Maritime Coordinating Minister Luhut Binsar Panjaitan said that the government could consider a ban on the operations of Boeing 737 MAX 8 aircraft after Singapore took the step earlier. Minister Luhut Panjaitan said this at an event in Shangri-La Hotel Jakarta on Tuesday, but he admitted that he would not be in a hurry in taking the decision. Various aspects, especially related to safety, will be considered by the government. Hence, it will not be declined. Hence, it will not be decided in the near future. At present, the government, through the Ministry of Transportation, has taken action to ground Boeing 737 MAX 8 aircraft owned by Indonesian Airlines in the next week. During the temporary flight ban, the Ministry of Transportation will inspect 11 Boeing 737 MAX 8 aircraft in Indonesia. He emphasized that the government currently prioritizes the safety of the people who travel by air. If the results of the inspection stated that the Boeing 737 MAX 8 is weak in terms of security, then Indonesia is free to set further policies regarding the use of operation of the aircraft. This news comes to you over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. State energy holding company Pertamina plans to become the country's first oil and gas company to implement full-scale enhanced oil recovery (EOR) with a polymer injection method at its onshore Tanjung field in South Kalimantan. Tanjung field is under the control of PT Pertamina, an upstream subsidiary of Pertamina. The company's Vice President Andi W. Bakhtiar told the press at a briefing Thursday that the EOR project was currently in a pilot phase and was targeted to reach its full-scale pace by fourth quarter of 2021. Pertamina said polymer injection had been effectively used in more than 50 oil fields worldwide. Andi said the company was in a process of calculating the economic aspects of the project, as using the EOR method meant the company had to prepare funds to buy the necessary chemical products for drilling and injection, as well as to build water treatment facilities and a power plant. Indonesian government is looking to increase liquefied natural gas (LNG) exports to counterbalance the high imports of oil and liquefied petroleum gas (LPG), which have been blamed for causing the continuing trade deficit. The government recently gave the green light for United Kingdom-based oil giant BP to export 84 cargoes of LNG from its Tangguh LNG project in West Papua to Singapore, with the first shipment scheduled for next year. The government was also in the process of selling another 40 cargoes of LNG from 2021 to 2025, said Joko Siswanto, the Energy and Mineral Resources Ministry Oil and Gas Director General. Furthermore, the country also plans to sell 10 cargoes of LNG on the spot market from March to June. The LNG will come from Badak LNG plant in Bontang, BPS Tangguh plant, and the Donggi Senoro LNG plant in central Sulawesi. As many as 121,204, or 74% of 163,469 students in West Kalimantan province would take computer-based national examination, UNBK, while the rest would take paper and pencil-based national exams, UNKP, this year. Head of the West Kalimantan Provincial Education Office, Suprianus Herman, said. The national examination series will be carried out by the West Kalimantan Education Office from March 25 to May 13, 2019. He explained that the UNBK would be followed by 100% of the senior high school students and 52% of junior high school students at an equal level. He remarked that at the high school level, The number of students taking the national examination was 71,820 from 865 schools and at the junior high school level. According to him, the number of students participating in UNBK at the high school level was 45,806 from 558 schools, and those from vocational levels was 19,960 students from 195 schools. Well, listener, that's the news.
Today's commentary about Iranian president's visit to Iraq. Relations between Iran and Iraq begin a new phase. For the first time since the end of the war between the two countries in the 1980s, an Iranian president visited Iraq. Apparently, ignoring the U.S. warnings, Iraqi President Barham Salih received Iranian President Hassan Rouhani warmly. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif told reporters that the two presidents had good talks and agreed to increase cooperation in the economic and political fields. Turkish radio television through its website even reported that the two presidents had agreed to apply for visa-free visits for their citizens. Both countries seem to want to forget the war that lasted 8 years until 1988, which caused many casualties. Moreover, the Iranian president's historic visit to Iraq also showed the two countries' courageous attitude towards the United States. To Baghdad, Washington has warned that it should refrain from relations with its neighbor. Meanwhile, Iran has shown an indifferent attitude towards economic sanction given by the United States. Besides opposing U.S. pressure, Iran also wants to show that it still has the influence in the Middle East. From the meeting, it can be said that the two countries want to show their independence without having to be influenced and pressured by outsiders in establishing and enhancing bilateral relations, of course in the name of the interests of the people of both countries. During the talks, which were followed by technical meetings, the two countries agreed to increase trade relations. Both planned to increase the trade value nearly 100% from the previous $12 billion, especially through gas and energy exports from Iran. On the other hand, Iran's prime minister's visit to Iraq after the war between the two in the 1980s could possibly lead to geopolitical changes in the Middle East, as well as their relations with Western Europe and United States. That was commentary.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today, March 13 in history. I will begin with March 13, 1948. The Haganah terror group attacks and mass murders Palestinian civilians. On March 13, 1948, a Zionist terrorist group, Haganah, attacked the village of Husainia, which is located on the North Jalila. In this attack, the Haganah group destroyed houses belonging to Palestinian civilians and 60 villagers were mass murdered. They detonated houses in Bayt al-Maqdis, killing and injuring a number of Palestinians. At the time, the Zionists were preparing to proclaim the establishment of an illegal Israeli government. Through these acts of terror, they hoped to be able to scare the Palestinians out of their homeland. Turning now to March 13, 1984, the Children of God teachings prohibited in Indonesia. The Attorney General of the Republic of Indonesia, Ismail Soleh, announced the ban of the teachings of Children of God. Since March 13, 1948, the sect group may no longer spread their teachings in Indonesia. Ismail Soleh called Children of God a sect that teaches free sex in Indonesia. Children of God, later known as the Family of Love and now the International Family, was a new religious movement that began in 1968 in Huntington Beach, California, United States. I will end today in history with March 30, 1992. A 6.8 Richter scale earthquake shakes Erzincan, Turkey. The earthquake, followed by two other strong earthquakes, killed 500 people and left 50,000 of the 90,000 people in the area lose their homes. The earthquake occurred on March 13, 1992. Coincided with the holy month of Ramadan, most residents of Erzincan were preparing to break their fast. For 17 seconds, a strong shock that began at 7:19 local time knocked down buildings and cut off electricity in the area. That was in history.
Cahaya bulan di malamku hadir.
Listeners, you have just listened music from Tompi with title Selalu Denganmu. You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, for today's edition, I would like to give you next information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is RRI, Voice of Indonesia, in My Indonesia. For today's My Indonesia, the title is Indonesia discusses the four priorities of APEC. Listener, Indonesia submitted a proposal about women empowerment and sustainable development at the Asian Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum, or APEC. The two issues were highlighted to support inclusivity that can improve social welfare and regional economy. It was said by Acting Director of APEC Negotiation and International Organizations at the Indonesian Trade Ministry, Dedi Kurnia, who acted as chairman of the Indonesian delegates at the Trade and Investment Committee session during the APEC Forum in Santiago, Chile, on 2nd up to 3rd March 2019. Under the leadership of Chile, APEC has four priorities in 2019, namely digital society, integration 4.0, women, small and medium enterprises or SMEs, as well as inclusive growth and sustainable development. Denny Kurnia affirmed that the participation of Indonesia in the Committee of Trade and Investment session aims to discuss the four priorities, including the points that are relevant to Indonesia's interests. Indonesia has a number of interests in trade affairs, such as cooperation on small and medium enterprises, poverty eradication, and utilization of digital economy. According to Denny Kurnia, the priorities discussed at APEC are in line with the development of global dynamics. APEC hopes more parties can get the benefits of trade liberalization. On the same occasion, Indonesia also participated in a workshop on fostering inclusive digital economy, sharing best practices in advancing women's participation in digital startups. The workshop aimed to boost women's participation in utilizing digital platforms so that women can actively participate in digital startups business to face the global trade. APEC is an economic cooperation forum of 21 member economies in ASEAN and Pacific regions. The main programs of APEC include trade cooperation and investments, as well as other economic partnership, which aim to encourage the establishment of trade cooperation and investment among its member economies. In addition to that, APEC aims to improve the welfare of ASEAN and Pacific countries. APEC's data at glance 2019 shows that in 2019, member economies of APEC represent 39% of the world's population, or equivalent to 2.9 million people. Denny added that currently APEC is keeping trying to increase transfer of idea and capacity building so that the economic gap among developed and advanced countries can be gradually overcome. That was My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Suratmu telah kubaca, dan aku mengerti betapa merindunya dirimu akan hadirnya diriku di dalam hari-harimu bersama lagi. Kau bertanya padaku kapan aku akan kembali lagi. Katamu kata kuasa melawan gejolak di dalam dada yang membara menahan rasa pertemuan kita nanti. Saat kau ada di sisiku semua kata rindu semakin membuatku tak berdaya menahan rasa ingin jumpa. Percayalah padaku, aku merindu kamu. Ku akan pulang melepas semua kerinduan yang
that's the song from Krisha featuring Sofia Lajuba with title Kangen. You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, don't go anywhere because this segment I also would like to give you and present you Indonesian Wonder. It is about Indonesian tourism and also local wisdom.
listener, in today's Indonesian Wonder, I will invite you to visit Tambora Regency. The Regency, which consists of 29 districts, has some beautiful natural sceneries. There are not many people who know the heaven of this world hidden in this Regency. Sontiri Hill is one of the tourism destinations which we should visit when we come to the Regency. The best time to visit Sontiri Hill is in the morning and evening. You can see the beauty of the nature. Green grass is always decorated with spider's net every day, so that there is a beautiful white color on it. Sontiri Hill is also known as the Teletubbies Hill. It's the kids' figures or cartoon on television. The hill stretches like a green carpet. Moreover, when glow of light illuminates the hill, it will make the beauty of the scenery more attractive. Interestingly, Sontiri Hill will be more beautiful in the morning and evening. Sontiri Hill is usually visited by local people to spend their time to enjoy the sunset. Sontiri or Teletubbies Hill is located not far from Sentani City. It has a distance around 15 kilometers and it takes around 20 until 30 minutes through Jalan Kemiri. If you are on the hill, you will see amazing scenery of Sentani Lake. Besides that, you can also see Sentani original houses at the shore of the lake, precisely under the hill. Listener, that was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today about Sontiri Hill or the Teletubbies Hill. Thank you for listening.
Voice of Indonesia.
Raut halus menyelimuti jalan. cinta, hanyalah cinta. Hidup dan mati untukku. Mungkinkah semua tanya kau yang jawab? Dan tentang seseorang, itu pula dirimu. Ku bersumpah akan mencinta.
Listeners, you have just listened music from Anda with title Tentang Seseorang. And listeners, the next segment will also present Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia program. And in this program, we'll introduce you to some Indonesian vocabulary and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Bahasa Indonesia. And this program is cooperation program between The Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in the Indonesian language on the radio. Introducing some Indonesian vocabulary and tips on how to use it in conversation. This segment is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development and Cultivation Agency at the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is membeli tiket or buying tiket. Next is a conversation about membeli tiket, or in English, buying a tiket. Tony buys a tiket to enter Prambanan Temple in Yogyakarta at ticket counter for foreign tourists.
Permisi, tiket untuk satu orang ya?
Baik, satu tiket Rp216.000.
Oke, ini uangnya.
Terima kasih, ini tiketnya.
Selanjutnya saya harus kemana?
Silahkan masuk melalui pintu itu ya.
As usual, after the conversation, I will introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic today. I will say each word slowly and twice. You can follow after me. Tiket untuk satu orang. In English, a ticket for one person. I will repeat once again. Tiket untuk satu orang. In English, a ticket for one person. Next, satu tiket Rp216.000. In English, it is Rp216.000 per ticket. I will repeat once again. Satu tiket 216,000 rupiah. It is 216,000 rupiah per ticket. Next, selanjutnya, saya harus kemana? In English, it means, next, where do I go? Once again, listener, selanjutnya, saya harus kemana? In English, next, where do I go? The last one, silakan masuk melalui pintu itu. In English, please come to that gate. Silakan masuk melalui pintu itu. In English, please come to the gate. When at the ticket sales counter, you can immediately mention the number of tickets that you want to buy. For example, by saying, permisi, tiket untuk satu orang, or in complete sentence, you can say, permisi, saya mau beli tiket untuk satu orang. Or in English, it means, excuse me, I want to buy ticket for one person. Permisi, tiket untuk tiga orang. Or, permisi, saya mau beli tiket untuk tiga orang. Or in English, excuse me, I want to buy ticket for 3 persons. If you do not know where the next you have to go through, you can ask the operator by saying, selanjutnya, saya harus kemana? In English, it means, where do I go? Once again, if you want to ask the operator by saying, selanjutnya, saya harus kemana? Or in English, it means, where do I go? Listener, before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, for more details, let's listen to the conversation one more time.
Permisi, tiket untuk satu orang ya?
Baik, satu tiket Rp216.000.
Oke, ini uangnya.
Terima kasih, ini tiketnya.
Selanjutnya saya harus kemana?
Silahkan masuk melalui pintu itu ya.
Listener, that was today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Indonesian language on the radio. Hopefully, this edition is helpful for those of you who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. See you tomorrow or next week for more interesting topics. Sampai jumpa!
Mataku bagai balas singgah.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, that was song from Andin with title Detik Tak Bertepi. We hope that you enjoy listening that music, listeners. And now, listeners, I also would like to give you next segment, what we call Music Corner. And stay with us at www.voinews.id at frequency 3325 kilohertz.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is RI Voice of Indonesia. Welcome back to Music Corner. For today's edition of Music Corner, I present you a song titled Pempek Lenjer. Listener, the song from South Sumatra tells about special and typical food of Palembang, namely pempek lenjer. The lyric of the song mentions that pempek lenjer shaped round, big and long, like human arm. The taste is chewy and delicious. Pempek lenjer can be more delicious if it is fried by using coconut oil and served with its vinegar sauce. Listener, if you have not had time to buy Pempek Lenjer, just listen the song Pempek Lenjer by Karel Simon. Happy listening.
Panjang mak lengan, kejel-kejel rasonyo marem. Masuk ke mulut, matonyo mejem. Mertuo lewat masih ditelen. Kejel keras sudah biaso. Asak bae iwaknyo teraso. Digoreng pake minyak kelapo, jadi nambah lemak rasonyo. Pacak kelenger mang cek bice janganlah lupo ngawak balik oleh-olehnyo pempek lenjer samo cukonyo kita makan bersama-sama.
Oi bice, nak makan pempek dah? Ayo Bice, sikok-sikok bae makan pempek.
Hai, kayak nian kok Bocek.
Pempek lenjer, ay pempek lenjer. Sapo nyingok pasti langiler. Pempek lenjer, ay pempek lenjer. Makan sikok pacak kelenger. Mang cek Bice, jangan lalu. Lenjer samo cukonyo kita makan bersama-sama. Pempek lenjer samo cukonyo kita makan bersama-sama.
Voice of Indonesia.
Kemak bebulu, si depa depa.
silipet duwe ku nyobat pulo atun temege bele beasen kita berduwe putus katilai si kumbang padang putus kok nyabe itu kuah lumalang putus katilai si kumbang padang putus kok nyabe itu kuah lumalang putus katilai si kumbang padang putus kok nyabe itu kuah lumalang putus katilai si kumbang padang putus kok nyabe itu kuah lumalang.
Listeners, thank you very much for your kind attention to have your time in listening our program for today. And don't go anywhere, listeners, because we would also like to give you another program. And listeners, don't forget to like and comment at our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter, at Voice Indonesia, and also send to our email address at voice@voicenews.id.